Good morning and welcome to your Better Lawns and Gardens program. I've been getting lots of questions this week about holiday plants. Some are showing signs of decline already. We'll try to help you with these. And those who don't want to mow or have your lawn mowed, I have a robot mower. Tony Smith joins us with an update. And Joni says some plants don't like the cold, some do. You can call in at 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered, by the way. Or just make a comment. Kelly Velez is at the controls. Teresa Watkins, Joni, and I are hosting a program from our homes.
Yes.
So please join Kelly, Teresa, Tony, Joni, and me to make sure you get the gardening information you need. This is Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and a garden center with friendly expert advice. All the products you need and a big selection of great plants? Well, we're talking about Quality Green Specialists. We have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs, plus natural sustainable products like azomite. Gardening is what we do. Friendly expert advice. Quality Green Specialists. Your DeLand Nursery and Garden Center. 1639 North Spring Garden Avenue. QualityGreenSpecialists.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
Good morning and welcome to your Better Lawns and Gardens program. One of the questions I received this week was about some poinsettias that were purchased early and are dropping their leaves. You certainly don't want a bare poinsettia for Christmas, do you? Well, maybe we can help. I also have my list of other holiday plants and what you can do for them. I think we're decorating and buying early this year, so let's give our plants the best care possible. Good morning again. I'm Tom McCubbin, your host of Better Lawns and Gardens, along with Teresa and Joni. We're hosting a program for you, and I'm an extension agent, of course, emeritus with the University of Florida. Our books for those who love gardening include Month by Month Gardening in Florida, Florida Getting Started Garden Guide, and Teresa has several in a series of A Gardener's Compendium. Very nice books, and we highlight some sections every once in a while. Thanks for stopping by for this hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. We're awaiting your phone calls, of course, at 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. A lot of people like to do that. So if you want to text us, I suggest you get it in early. We always have a few extra questions that I have to carry over to the next week. And, of course, it's a good time to have that gardening question answered or just make a comment. Hour number one, Tony Smith, owner and operator of the local Mobot franchise, joins us. He has an idea for residents who don't want do-it-yourself lawn mowing.
Hey. Or,
I know, Johnny, we're going to wipe you out. Or anyone else to do it for them. That he has what I call a robot that will work for you and for me. Hour number two, our guest is Randy Schultz of Schultz Communications and the award-winning website HomeGardenAndHomestead.com is going to have some neat gift ideas for gardeners. Webpage is up for November. I have a feature on November chores, how plants keep time, cool season color, and growing onions. Boy, November's fading fast. Take a look at these and much more, and that's at BetterLawns.com. Kelly Velez is at the controls in the studio. He'll be answering your calls. Teresa, Joni, and I are hosting a program from our homes, of course. Mm-hmm. Here's our contact information. You can call us at 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680 and get up on Facebook. That's Better Lawns and Gardens. I have to give you the trash can report this week, how much I turned into compost. 5 trash cans full this week, down from about 16 from the week before. Anyway, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I didn't know whether y'all left or not.
No. I was wondering what did you put in your trash cans this week?
Weeds and clippings from plants. I'm still doing some pruning to get plants off the walkways, and I think I had a limb or two that fell out of a tree or something. So, all those things. But regretfully, I know what the other thing was. I finished up my corn, and so I took the corn out. Yeah, the corn had all been done, so I took that out. And the corn area now is onions and beets. That's what I planted in there. So
that's my
garden report right at the moment. And, Teresa, you had a busy week here on Tuesday, I guess it was. You had a special day.
I did. We filmed the episode for Winter Park of Flip My Florida Yard, and it went fantastic. It was a lot of fun. There was a lot of film crew there, and so many partners, our sponsors, Black Cow, were there, and it was just a great day. We took a yard that was very plain, so plain it was just gravel rock, and we turned it into a wonderful butterfly and native plants and a non-native attractors, and it's beautiful. We got some edibles in it and a courtyard and some art. So it's going to be showing in March of 2021. It's one of the 10 episodes they do every year, and they can find out more about it by going to flipmyfloridayard.com.
Good. I know you're not an early person, so what time did you get started?
I got started at 5:30 in the morning.
5:30.
Wow. 5:30, yes. But I wasn't awake until about 9. But we were all there because, you know, we had all the safety features. So they had a COVID team there. And so we had to go through all that and, you know, get the masks and the temperatures checked. And so by the time sunrise came up, we were ready to, you know, hit the road running.
Oh, yeah. That's neat. And Joni, what did you do this week?
I've been making some cards and doing little things up in my craft room.
And you did weeding, too. You pulled weeds along with me. Not many.
No.
Not as many as I'd like to have you pull, but you pulled.
Forget it. If they were edible, that's another thing.
Kelly, did you have a good week?
Absolutely. Stayed very busy. And the weather's over here is beautiful for the past couple of days, so I cannot complain.
Oh, don't you know it? Yeah, it's been great weather. Do you realize that this coming week is Thanksgiving?
It's incredible.
I know. It's just the year has gone by. Seems like so fast this year, but sometimes it wasn't fast enough. But I'm ready to celebrate the holidays.
Yeah. And Teresa, I think you told me you're cooking three turkeys.
We are. We're cooking three turkeys, one for ourselves and two for our children that are working, their families. And so they're working. So we're going to bring them by a big turkey dinner with all the fixings and so they can enjoy it.
Wow. You and Tony are going to be busy on that. That's for sure. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. good. You know, it's been nice and cool. Kelly already mentioned how cool it was. Jim in Newberry, one of our great listeners, reported to me he saw 39 degrees.
Whoa.
Wow. Is that a record?
I don't know. In Newberry, which is west of Gainesville, he gets cold temperatures there all the time. I can count on him being at least 10. I think he was, this time is almost 20 degrees. Cool.
Yeah.
And Beverly and Tallahassee reported they were in the 40s. And so, but Newberry, Florida, for some reason, has to be extra cold because he's always extra cold. I don't know what it is.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
But that's good. That's a good thing about Florida, though, is that our temperatures, even if it gets that cold, the sun is shining and it only lasts for 3 days and then it goes away.
Yeah, well, I had a friend of mine that lived not too far from where I live, and I always told him he had 1 foot in Georgia. I mean, his temperatures were always colder than me, sometimes 5 or 10 degrees. So
Jeez.
You get these little microclimates around. So I don't know. Joni wouldn't like that.
No.
I love microclimates. I like it getting cold.
Yeah, Joni doesn't even want to see pictures of snow.
Look, I came from Maine, and I had it for years, dear.
Yeah,
no more.
I know. Beverly reports that it's lettuce time in the Tallahassee area, planting herbs, parsley, dill, fennel, thyme, and more. She also reminded us it's a great time to move shrubs and trees, if we can remember to water them. and last week, Teresa, you bailed Beverly out because we were talking about Spanish needles and somebody wanted to know if she should plant them in the wildflower garden. And
yep.
Beverly said as soon as she heard that, she yelled no at the radio. And I think we could actually hear her yelling that, couldn't we?
Right. Long distance phone call.
This week I had some questions about holiday plants. One of our listeners wrote me her pink poinsettias, and I guess some people ordered in pink as a cancer-helping program there where they buy the poinsettias, and I guess a portion goes towards the cancer cause. And she said that they're losing their lower leaves already, and she wanted to know what she could do. Poinsettias hold their leaves pretty well, but if the light gets too low on them, especially the lower leaves.
Yeah, and I would wonder how they're watering them, if they're making sure that they're watered enough or not too much.
Yeah, but they need the water, but you just don't want to make sure they don't sit in water. And that's why they have those pink wraps around them, or red wraps, or green wraps.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be careful you don't keep those full of water or put drainage out of them or something.
Yeah, no, that's you just poke a little hole in it or just make sure you empty it right after you water them.
Yeah. Have you also noticed also those wraps? Some of them are quite large, and they'll come up around the lower leaves, and that will cause the lower leaves to yellow.
Oh.
So that can be a problem. So poinsettia care, the higher the light, not full light, full sun, but the brighter the light, the longer they're going to last. I don't know, Teresa, what do you remember this? You aren't old enough to remember this. But when I was in Joni is.
You're in trouble here.
Yeah. No turkey for you.
Yeah, no, that's what it's going to be, turkey. And Kelly's not old enough to remember this, but the early poinsettias, when I was in college, they would only last a couple of weeks, and then they'd start dropping their leaves. And my professors did low-light studies on poinsettias to see how long they would last. And we didn't have dwarfing compounds, so we had to bend the stems to produce a smaller poinsettia. We actually bent the stem in thirds to get the plant down lower. It was amazing. So
that's
anyway,
cool.
Yeah, it was kind of neat. I guess I like it today where we have dwarfing compounds and they stay smaller on their own. And the dwarfing compounds, by the way, make them darker green also.
And then they well, they outgrow those. If they put them in the ground, they're going to outgrow those dwarfing compounds and get to be the proper size, mature size.
Yes, they are. They will outgrow them, that's for sure. Holiday Christmas cactus, Thanksgiving cactus, any tips on the care of them?
For me?
Yeah.
I'm up.
I'm pointing at you. Can't you see me pointing my finger at you?
Well, you know, I just make sure that they're not next to any kind of air circulation, like the heating. You know, you want to keep them away from all of that because that's just going to dry out the soils and it's just going to change the air circulation. So keep them away from heating if you've got North Florida, if you've got them there, and just make sure that they get watered properly.
Yeah, and no matter what you do, if you bring them home from the garden center, they're probably going to drop their flowers.
They are, but you can just put them outside. They're going to recover when you plant them in the ground after the holidays. So I wouldn't worry about it too much.
And next year you will have a flowering holiday Christmas or Thanksgiving cactus guaranteed.
Yeah,
we're going to take a break right now. How about that, Kelly, if it's okay with you? And we'll take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a robot mower. So you can let the mower do your mowing for you, and you don't have to do any of it. Now, that's going to make Joni feel bad because she likes her
mower.
Yeah, I know. You like to be out there. But anyway, we'll be back. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Florida has over 2,000 miles of shoreline, over 4,000 square miles of lakes, and over 11,000 miles of rivers, streams, and waterways. Which means no matter how big your boat, how bright your life jacket, how loud you shout, finding you in the case of an emergency is going to be really difficult. Unless you have an emergency locator beacon, odds are you'll never need it. But the odds for you are tremendously better if you ever do.
Learn more about emergency locator beacons at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. And they need your help so they can continue saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 24 hours a day, 800-993-1368. Your donation could literally save women's lives. Call today, 800-993-1368. 800-993-1368.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Thank you for tuning us in today. We appreciate you being with us here on Better Lawns and Gardens. Teresa, Joni, and I are broadcasting from home, and Kelly is in the studio, so makes it kind of neat. It's kind of hard when I point my finger at somebody, unless it's Joni. They don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's right.
I know. Yeah. Uh-huh. I know. And
the
Joni
magic
ignores...
finger fickle of fate. What was that? I know. Finger
well,
of fate?
Yeah, that's it, but Joni ignores me.
Well, like every day, dear.
Yeah, I know, like every day.
Uh-huh.
But here's the situation here. One of our listeners just wrote in to me, and he or she, bless their soul, says 63 degrees in High Springs. Now, we were talking about last Tuesday when it dropped down to 39 in Newberry, and Jim said he called his friend Bob, and I think Bob was even colder than that.
Wow.
And he only lived a few miles across the street, I think, actually, maybe a mile or so. But anyway, the person said the gentleman in Newberry needs a new thermometer, but Jim did check his thermometer, and he found that everything was okay, so I don't know. We had a little fog here this morning, and I think we'll start seeing more fog at this time of the year, so that's not abnormal. Tell you what, Teresa, do you like mowing?
No, I don't, and neither does Tony, so that's good. We don't have any turf in our yard at all.
Yeah, Kelly, you like mowing?
No, not at all. I'm just finding the time to do it.
I know Joni likes the mowing.
I love it.
And so I think our next guest here, Tony Smith, owner-operator of Mobot of Orlando, the local franchise for Mobot, is going to put Joni out of business. But outside of that, Tony, good morning. Tony, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
Good morning. You got Tom, Teresa, Joni, and Kelly here with you. And actually, let's see. Three out of four says they don't like to mow, so I think you're still in. I think you're still in business.
You know, Tom, I think it's you. If you ride a mower, or you just walk a mower, makes a big difference.
Well, that probably is true.
Ride a mower,
and Tony has one. Maybe a cat could ride one. I'm not sure.
Oh.
Anyway, hey Tony, would you describe the Mobot to us?
Yeah, the Mobot mower is a small little robotic mower. Kind of looks like a little hovercraft. It's anywhere from 25 pounds to about 35 pounds and about 2 feet by a little less than 3 feet in size.
Wow. Yeah, that's kind of neat. See, you could ride a cat on that. Teresa?
Well, you know, I saw one in Winter Park a few months ago, and it's so cool. It just looked like a little car running across the lawn. So how easy is it to work?
It's very easy. It really doesn't involve any, work from the homeowner. We monitor the mowers. We service them. Really, the homeowner only has to pick up sticks out of the yard so that it can mow the lawn continuously.
Yeah. Now, what does it use for power?
It uses an 18-volt lithium-ion battery, which is very efficient and only uses about $30 to $40 of electricity per year.
Oh, really? Now, how long does it run on that battery? I mean, can it do the whole yard?
Depending upon the model, they will run on a battery charge anywhere from 60 minutes up to 4.5 hours. And when the battery is low, it automatically goes back to the charging station, recharges, and goes back out and mows on its own, depending upon the schedule.
I love that.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Tony, how do you lay out your yard so that it doesn't mow your favorite roses?
Yeah, so we want to make sure that we don't mow anything except for grass. we lay what's called a boundary wire around the perimeter of your property so that it doesn't go into your neighbor's yard. And we lay that boundary wire around your flower beds so that it does not go into the flower beds.
Oh, that's kind of neat. Yeah. So how about, you know, people have front yards and backyards. Do they need to get more than one of these? Because sometimes they have gates.
Yeah, typically they do not. We actually have solutions that allow the robotic mower to go through a specialized gate that we put into the fence. And those gates can be either for, you know, pet areas or non-pet areas.
That is so cool. So what kind of maintenance does it require when you have these mowers? Do you come out and maintain them, or what does the homeowner have to do?
Yes, with the Mobot, we are a franchise, and as a franchise, we actually service these mowers primarily. We can sell them, but most of our customers like to have our rental program. And with that, we come out and service them. We change the blades. We clean the mowers. We do any software updates that may be required to the mower. And if there's anything that happens with the mower, we're there to fix it for them.
Yeah. So on average lawn, I don't know what an average lawn is today, 3,000, 4,000 square feet. What kind of money are we talking about?
So typical homeowners in the Central Florida area and their lawn sizes, anywhere from $80 a month to, you know, larger, more complicated lawns is going to be $200 a month. We use different types of models depending upon the size of the yard, the configuration on the lawn, and the type of grass that they may have.
Yeah. Now, this lawnmower is actually made by Husqvarna, right?
Yes. Husqvarna has been making these robotic mowers, if you can believe it, for 25 years.
Wow, outside I didn't realize that.
Yeah, they're very prevalent outside of the U.S. I saw a figure where there's over 2 million of these Husqvarna alone outside of the U.S., and within the U.S., Husqvarna has about 20,000 so far.
Well, that's hard to believe, Teresa. What do you think? Wow. Yeah.
I mean, that's incredible that they've been around so long. So I'm just wondering now, what if the weather, if the weather starts to rain, because that happens in Florida while you're mowing the lawn sometimes, and can the homeowner run out and pick it up? Are they going to be hurt? What kind of case does it have? Is it dangerous, or is it easy to pick up?
It pops up a little umbrella. You know, that's what it does.
No, it doesn't. Well, you got to shove it in the garage.
What happens, Tony?
They operate in the rain. They'll operate in the rain. They'll operate after the rain. They actually go to a charging station that sits outside your home. They're fully waterproof charging station and the mowers. So if it starts to rain, as a homeowner, you can just watch it run through the rain as opposed to you going out and getting
it. Oh, that's pretty neat. Hey, what about if the lawn is uneven? You know, not everybody doesn't have this nice smooth lawn, and they have little ruts in it and rills and things like that. Does that give the lawnmower problems?
These mowers are very versatile. They'll handle quite a bit of ruts. If there's anything that is too deep for the mower, then when we do the installations, that property owner will actually make adjustments, whether it's filling in with some sod or filling in with some topsoil, to make sure that it does not hamper the operation of the mower.
Now, you've already cleared up about the maintenance of it, but I guess the other question I had is, how often does it mow the lawn? I saw one promo for the product, and it seems to indicate it was mowing every day, but is it set up on a schedule? You know, sometimes here we don't know it need to mow as often. Other times we need to mow more often. What happens?
Yes, great question. What we do when we do our installation, based upon the mower that's used, we determine the amount of hours per day that it needs to mow. And the mowers will mow anywhere from 6 hours to, if it's a very large lawn, we could be mowing 20 hours a day. Now, during certain times of the season, when the grass isn't growing as much, we're able to reduce that and maybe go every other day, reduce the hours sometimes down to in half. It all depends on the individual site.
So that's something you would do on a monthly maintenance. You would just lower it yourself when you come out to maintain it.
Correct, yes. We monitor each lawn, and we actually can monitor them from remote through an app, but we often come by the home property on a frequent basis.
Wow.
Very neat. Now, one of my neighbors, before you and I even talked, he had said he was thinking about getting a mower, a Mobot or one similar, and he wanted to know about someone stealing the mower. You know, he was worried about, well, it's sitting in my yard here, and somebody likes what it's doing, and it'll come up and steal it and put it in their yard. So what is the safety factor there that you have?
Yes, each mower has a built-in alarm, and if somebody does try to pick it up, they have a security code that we provide to the homeowner, and the homeowner is the only one that knows that number besides ourselves. If somebody tries to steal it, they don't have that code, it'll set off an alarm of about 95 decibels, which is pretty loud. That will deter most of the thieves. Anybody that does decide to still take it, we have a built-in GPS that they don't know where it's at, and we'll then just get with the authorities and send them to their house and get our mower back.
Isn't that neat?
That is wonderful. So how would I go and look at one and see it actually working, Tony?
Great question. Well, there's several places that we're located. We do the Lake Mary Farmers Market every Saturday, and every month we're at the Heathrow Farmers Market, and we'll be expanding that to other farmers markets as we grow. In addition, if we have somebody that wants to have a demo on their property, we come out and do a free demo. We bring all of the models of the mowers. There are up to 10 models. We carry five of them that handle the various size yards to show the customer, and then we can order any one of those 10. They can then see it on their property, see how it operates, ask a lot of questions, and determine if it's the right fit for them.
Okay, Tony, how do they get in contact with you to set all this up?
They can reach me directly at 407-340-3377, and we can go over the pricing and how it saves them money by, making their lawn nicer and needs less fertilizer and less irrigation, less pesticide and herbicide control, and it'll give them a beautiful-looking lawn because the lawn will be mowed at the same height all the time.
Can they get up on Google and do Mobot of Orlando and probably find you also?
Yes, they can do that as well. We're on the web. We're on all social media. And, we would love to hear from folks and help them, do stuff other than mowing if they don't like to mow. Even those that like to mow find that if all the mowing is getting done for them, they get to do other things in their garden that they didn't get to before.
Okay, more crafts, Tony.
Give me that number one more time real quick.
407-340-3377.
Okay, sounds fine. Tony, we appreciate you being with us. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
Yep, you just put Joni out of business, regretfully.
Yay!
Actually, some like the mow still, some don't. Okay, we're going to take a break. How's that sound?
That sounds good. Looking for overtime here.
But three out of four of us said we'd like to have somebody else doing the mowing there. The mow butt would be just fine. Joni,
the big thing is you do the front yard, but you don't do the backyard.
There you go. Okay. If you want to, Joni comes up next. She's going to talk about plants that do and don't like the cold.
Yeah.
So we'll be back. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
One foggy night, there were a lot of intoxicated people on a houseboat when an explosion occurred, creating utter chaos. Fortunately, there was a man on the shore who saw what was happening, and he swam out to the houseboat and directed panicked people towards the shore. Miraculously, everyone survived. Later that night, after all the victims and emergency workers had left, the man sat by the fire talking to a lone reporter. "Well, sir," the reporter asked, "is there anything else you'd like to share about this experience?" The man sat there for a moment and looked at the reporter and said, "Yeah." Not one person said thanks. Not one. An interesting aspect of human nature is that when we're in a desperate situation, we all cry out for help to God and others. We pray like never before, and then when God answers and helps us, we often forget to say thanks. Don't forget to thank God as well as others who help you. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, text DEVO to 77222.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Here's an important COVID-19 announcement for businesses and schools. Has the COVID-19 pandemic stalled or disrupted your business or normal schedules? Has your revenue dropped drastically? Are your customers anxious about coming back into shop? Well, we've got great news. Pulse Innovations has developed a thermal system with facial and temperature recognition that can end your troubles right now. Everyone knows that one of the fastest and most reliable ways to identify COVID and other viruses is to detect fever. Our new high-tech development can scan up to 20 people all at once from 10 feet away to provide an immediate reading of those that may have a temperature. This system can give your customers a peace of mind when coming into your business. Call us for free details and a free no-obligation demo. Call right now and get that peace of mind.
800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. That's 800-734-5114.
And good morning to you. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I guess, you know, there's a lot of questions about the robot-type mowers and Mobot. One that Teresa talked about during our break time here was, what about the weeds? Some of them shoot up so quick, but I guess that's why it mows fairly frequently, Teresa. I would think.
Go to seed so they wouldn't have flowers, or they wouldn't, you know, go to seed so quickly. So mowing it often would solve that.
Yeah, we'll take care of that type of problem. So I have Tony's number if anybody wants it here again. It's 407-340-3377. I think I copied that correctly. If not, you can just go up on the search engine and do Mobot of Orlando and get all the information that you need. Tell you what, let's get Joni in. What do you say? She has the do's and don'ts, those that do and those that don't for plants that like or don't like the cold.
Where is she?
I don't know. She left. She went out to get a piece of my apple pie, I think.
Okay. It's not winter yet, but some nights have already dipped into the 50s and a little lower, depending on what part of Florida you live in. If the temperatures go below 50 pothos, Diffenbachia, Espezia?
Espezia. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Aglaonema?
Aglaonema.
Okay.
You're close.
Thank you, dear. And African violets will not be happy. Usually these plants are considered houseplants, but can certainly be grown outside, too.
Yeah, we grow a lot of them outside.
Yeah. Oh, these cooler nights, you may want to bring them inside. The signs that these plants have been hurt are yellowing of leaves, leaves looking as if they were water-soaked. Some leaves may develop little round spots and tell you that cold water was dropped.
Tells you. Interesting.
Yeah. Also, below 50, orchid growth slows down and would even halt flowering. Below 45, if you have a fiscus on your patio, you may notice its leaves turning yellow and beginning to drop. So sad. So it's not that you haven't been watering enough. It's just cold. So you might want to protect it. Otherwise, those leaves will end up, guess where?
Where?
in the pool. Yep. We mentioned a few, but yes, we mentioned a few plants that won't get it, like getting cool, but there are lots of others that will think it's wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah, cool is anything below 50, but above 32 degrees. Annuals like coleus, geraniums, petunias, dianthus, snapdragons, and delphiniums will enjoy being on the cold side. They will all be good choices and are now available at your garden centers. Crotons, copper plants, bonponi. Okay, Tom, what's that?
Bougainville?
Roses and pentas will do just fine, so we do not have to worry about all our plants.
Yeah, you need more raisin bran in the morning. Get those words out.
honey?
Yeah, I know.
You're in trouble now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Again.
Thank you.
Again.
My delphiniums are loving this weather, and so are my foxgloves. We had one listener call and ask about foxglove seeds, and she bought the Camelot variety, and she's excited. And they just love this cooler weather, so many of my plants do. So anyway, if you want to give us a text message, you can do that, 23680. That's 23680. Or you can call us at this time. This is a good time to do it, 407-916-5400. That's 916-5400. We used to pay the bill, but toll-free, but we don't have that number anymore. But everybody has pretty much toll-free calling these days.
Sure.
Yeah, so you might as well do it that way. Somebody wants to know, how large is your property? You seem to have endless work. It's not large enough, I will tell you that. Joni and I live on about a half an acre. And Joni says that's more room than I know what to do with. Is that right?
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah.
Not on the phone, anyway.
Yeah. And Teresa, you're a little more cramped.
I'm a very small lot. You know, it's about 50 by 75.
But you put it all to good use, every bit of it.
Every bit of it, there is nothing, you know, we don't have turf, but I have, you know, front yard is, we're in the midst of changing it right now, so it's going to be a cottage garden, and my backyard is going to, you know, we're going to finesse it, renovate it, and it's going to be a North Carolina woodland.
Oh, how about that? Well, that's going to be kind of neat. Yeah. That'll be lots of good work for Tony to do.
Shh, don't tell him that. He's listening. I have to ease him into it.
Yeah. I tell you what, if you want to give us a call, now is the time. Let's take a break. And the number here is 407-916-5400. That's 407-916-5400. Or you can text us at 23680. If you want to know anything else about me, just so you can text that. I probably won't tell you.
But I will.
I know. We're happy to tell you how big a piece of property we have. Anyway, we'll be right back. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi.
refi today. 888-690-5113. 888-690-5113. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-690-5113. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. You know, I have to tell you something about Joni. She was feeling kind of sorry for, I think it was the pothos or something that was going to be damaged by the cold. You know, if we go buy a tree that has died, she wants to send him a condolence letter. I mean, that's how she feels. And I keep telling her that, you know, that's okay because that provides homes for woodpeckers and owls and all those things. And so, anyway, right, Joni?
I'm not going to answer you.
Yeah, I know. I figured you would.
Everything has a purpose, even dead trees.
That's right. We turn them into compost and everything. Yeah, Teresa, we got a caller?
We do. We have Brad in Winter Garden. Good morning, Brad.
Hello, Brad.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can we help?
A dying Japanese blueberry tree. It's not dead yet, and I'm hoping you can help me salvage it. I planted two of them a little over a year ago. They match. They've been pruned about 3-4 months ago. One of them started to wilt. The branches on the inside started to blacken and then die, and it would drop leaves. And right now it's got about half as much foliage as its counterpart. The other one is doing great. The other one's thriving in the same soil, in the same approximate location. And I haven't been able to figure out what's wrong with it or if I can even bring it back.
Yeah, we hardly ever find the Japanese blueberry, the Iliocarpus dissepans, having that type of problem. Teresa,
right.
Do you find
No,
that?
They're very sturdy and hardy. They're hard to kill.
Yeah, we'll get you one of Joni's sympathy cards. But you know what I am thinking is that if the tree has not been as vigorous for some reason, there may be what we have stem cankers, we call them. They're fungal organisms that get into the stems. That's one possibility. The other possibility, if there's any borers in those stems, when you find one is turning black, kind of snap it and see if you can see a borer hole in it. But probably, Brad, the only thing you're going to be able to do is go through and prune out all the dead or dying, and then you can come back through with a fungicide. I'd probably use a copper fungicide. Teresa, what do you think?
Well, I'm wondering if they're just newly planted a year, I would look to see if it's planted too deep, and it was planted a little bit deeper than the other one, and it's struggling for some reason. So, you know, it's maybe a root problem, Tom. Or also, too, do you have landscapers that maintain your yard?
We do. They actually sprayed it with something. I'll have to ask him what it was. I don't know if it was a copper fungicide, but he described it as an $80 bottle, a very small bottle. I don't know what it was, but that was what he thought would do it. But that was about 3 weeks ago, and it hasn't reacted well to it. It hasn't made it worse, but it's not gotten any better, and it has continued to drop leaves and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I would
look at the bottom of the flare and see if it's planted too deep or lifted up, but, Tom, it could be a fungus with all the rain.
That's possible. The other thing is, if it was pot-bound and the root ball wasn't broken apart, it may just be sitting there and not growing. Something's stressing the tree. Because if we get fungal problems, normally they're related to some type of stress, and you may be on to it, Teresa, that it's actually a problem at the base of the tree as possible.
The strange thing is that it thrived for about the first 10, 11 months. It did really well there, just like the other one that was planted next to it.
Well, going through all this wet weather, if it stays extra wet and was too deep, or if there's a root problem down there, it's just going to make it worse. I'd get myself a trowel out there, a shovel, and dig around and see what the roots are doing. Sometimes that tells the whole story. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Brad. I hope
that helped you out a little bit. You have to be a kind of a plant detective to figure out some of those things.
Do a diagnosis.
Yeah. Hey, I've got we don't have another caller, right?
No, we're good.
We wouldn't have time to be fair to them. I have a few other holiday plants on my list, things like calanchoes and cyclamen, azaleas, roses, and gloxinia. And the one we see pretty much throughout the year is the calanchoe. And I kind of like that plant. We'll probably see those at the holiday season.
I love them, too.
Yeah. What kind of care?
They're very easy care. They're a succulent, and so they don't need a lot of water, but they need a lot of bright light and warm temperatures. They like that. So keep them on your patio unless it's going to freeze. They don't like it to get too cold. And when I say too cold, I mean below freezing. And just bright light and just a little bit of water, not too much.
Yeah. And some of the others, like orchids, of course, we have those throughout the year. They're easy to care for. And just keep a nice bright light inside. And when they finish flowering inside, you can move them outside, right?
Sure. Well, I would move them outside in the springtime. I would probably keep them, inside if we're going to get colds, or if the temperatures are over 60 degrees, then they can go outside on your patio, your pool area. But if it gets cold again, Phalaenopsis like that 20-degree temperature drop. It'll set them off to blooming, but the others don't like it to get cold.
Good. Coming up next hour, Randy Schultz is going to be with us with Gifts for Gardeners. So it's going to be great. Always enjoy talking with Randy. And you can keep our number handy, 407-916-5400. But you can text me right now, anytime, 23680. And we'll be back. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 announcement for businesses and schools. Has the COVID-19 pandemic stalled or disrupted your business or normal schedules? Has your revenue dropped drastically? Are your customers anxious about coming back into shop? Well, we've got great news. Pulse Innovations has developed a thermal system with facial and temperature recognition that can end your troubles right now. Everyone knows that one of the fastest and most reliable ways to identify COVID and other viruses is to detect fever. Our new high-tech development can scan up to 20 people all at once from 10 feet away to provide an immediate reading of those that may have a temperature. The system can give your customers a peace of mind when coming into your business. Call us for free details and a free no-obligation demo. Call right now and get that peace of mind.
800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. That's 800-734-5114.